Man, you already know, man.
What's up, man?
Who's a crowd in this? So,
what's good?
Man, you know, this is, we about to post this on the YouTube channel. But, you know, the main thing we got going is the podcast.
Yes.
Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts.
It's on anywhere you get your podcast.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to put a little, like, mini series, you know, a little test run mini series on the YouTube of some of our podcasts. And we just want to put it in video format. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, so what did we want to get into today, though?
We want to talk about the only thing that matters.
What is that?
Money.
Money.
There's nothing else that matters. No.
Nothing else that matters more than money.
Yeah, no, but we wanted to just talk about just money in that way of like what it does to your mind.
Right.
You know, right, for better or for worse. But you know what it just does. We were just talking yesterday and we were just like, man, you know what? Like, we was watching an NBA game.
Right.
I think we was watching one of the finals games. I really just thought like, dang, like, some of these players really do be getting a bag.
Right.
Like, and it's kind of like, when you get a bag that young, it's like, what does that really do to your mind?
Man.
And that goes for anyone who just stumble upon, you know, a lot of money. It's like, what does that really do to your brain? Because I know
if I shake it up, I shake that boy up.
I know me, it's like, I think, but I know me. If you just give me $100, I'm like, man, king of the world, man.
King of the world.
I mean, yeah, I spend it all right then and there. I spend it.
What are you buying? What are you buying?
What am I buying?
Yeah. Because shoes nowadays, the 100 don't even cover the shoes.
Yeah,
so what are you buying?
The 100 doesn't cover the shoes.
What are you buying?
I'm going Chipotle Bowl. If it's one day, I'm going Chipotle Bowl. Feel me? Y'all stay with me now. Whatever their little specialty is that El Pastor been hitting lately.
Yeah, Chipotle, man. Y'all gonna have to keep that El Pastor, gonna have to stay.
Yeah, that's
gonna have to stay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming El Pastor Bowl.
Yes. What else you put in the bowl, man?
And so I'm already
sauces up.
I'm about to get that green salsa on there. See, look, this is where the 100 start going down quick because I might get guacamole on there.
Oh, man, that's like at least $3.
Yeah, now I might get some chips too. Dang.
Oh, that, yeah, chips.
That,
man,
yeah. Okay, I got 85 left.
Oh, man.
See, look, now I only got 85 left. Then what if I want to just go to the store real quick and I see fruit snacks in the aisle? Dang, oh, I got 80 left.
80.
I got 80 left.
All right, now what else you about to buy?
Doritos, them hot mustard chips, low key been.
Dang.
The hot mustard chips, low key been. And the tangy ketchup.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get used to those. Hot mustard. I'm still trying to get used to.
I kind of like. So look, dang, that's two bags. Dang, now I got 70 left.
Dang, look, and his car don't got no gas. Dang, now
now I got $35 left.
And look, still gotta eat dinner, babe. So.
Then right, I guess Chipotle was lunch.
Yeah, it was over already.
Dang, for work, I mean to pay for parking.
That's
downtown.
$8.
That's $8. Dang, now we at 27.
Dang,
I got 27 left, and then dinner. Dang, you know nowadays, anything you get, I guess dinner. That's the 27. Dang, that's 100 in a day. See, like I told y'all, I'm spending the 100 in a day
already.
So imagine an NBA player or just any, you know, professional sports player or something like that. You know, I think, and Shaq said it too. He said, you know, it was overnight. You know, he a millionaire overnight.
Yeah, he did say
from
that.
College, you know, you.
We NBA, gotta find the video on that.
Find the video. But the draft, it's like, okay, you get drafted. Cool. I don't have no money.
Right.
Then it's just like, all right, you signed a contract. Millions.
That's crazy.
Now it's like, what do you do? And you talk about younger players,
21 years old,
being able to sign the Supermax contracts, you know, getting like $200 million. It's like, what does that do to your brain?
You know, yeah.
I told y'all, I'm turned off the $100. You know, $100, right? Inflation and everything like that, $100 isn't a lot. I'm turned off the $100. But you know, imagine. I mean, $100 million. What you doing with $100 million? What's your brain gonna do? with $100 million.
Walk into Chipotle and be like, everybody get an al pastor bowl right now.
I'll make my way there like, man, let me get that double el pastor. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like
double
vinaigrette. Vinaigrette, they're like, there's no vinaigrette. I'm like, I'll give y'all $1,000 to make some vinaigrette.
Right, that's like saying, waste all the money.
I'll give somebody $1,000 to make some vinaigrette.
Right, you gonna give them $100 to not charge you for double chicken.
That's the type of stuff you do.
You just start wasting it. Right, I need you $100 to not charge me double chicken.
Oh my goodness, man. I'll be.
Oh, that's, man, yeah, that's
anytime,
funny, man.
Anytime someone say anything to you, you'd be like, man, what store is this? You'd be like, oh, this. Oh, this Chipotle at the corner of this? Okay, man. You know, you call it like, I'm buying the Chipotle on the corner. Y'all gonna have vinaigrette in here every time. Every time.
See, you go buy the Chipotle just because they ate half vinaigrette.
Yes.
And just I was wasting the money.
And I'm gonna be like, and here you can just come in and order. Ain't no online orders.
Oh,
ain't no online orders in here.
No,
come in and order.
Just gonna be wasting bread.
Man. Oh, that's my goodness.
Yeah, I feel that though.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine though being 21 with that tune.
But your brain's probably just gonna think that way though.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your brain is gonna think that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking in my head, I said, man, let me, with all this AI stuff and all like that, I said, man, let me ask AI,
right,
what does getting a large amount of money do to your brain?
Yeah.
Because you know how they always talk about people who win the lottery, how it just kind of just doesn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because imagine if you don't have barely any money or anything like that, then you just win the lottery.
Man.
You know. But still, we don't know where does all this lottery money come from. But anyways, let me take a look at what AI said. So AI gave me 5 different things.
Dang.
That we impact you. That impact you if you get a large amount of money. So I said, hello, how does getting a lot of money at one time impact the brain? AI was so kind, they gave me 5 things.
Okay.
The first one, they said the emotional response. They said initially, the receipt of a significant amount of money may trigger intense emotions.
Right.
Excitement, joy, relief. Then it says the brain's reward centers, particularly the mesolimbic pathway involving dopamine, may be activated, mm-hmm, leading to feelings of pleasure and euphoria. Nosendaya.
You gonna be in there like $200 million.
$200 million. Oh my.
Your eyes gonna be like, you ever see Limitless? But he was like, all the numbers. Like, yeah, oh, like I said, you gonna be like, Ferrari, Porsche, BMW, Mercedes.
Yeah,
he's like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna buy?
Yeah, we gonna be at the Porsche dealership.
Dang, like, can I get all of them? They gonna be like, yeah. But you don't have to do that. We're already gonna put your picture in the dealership already.
Your picture's already going up on the wall. Yeah,
you don't have to buy all the Porsches. You're like, I have to buy all of them.
Bro, I'm just trying to show
I couldn't buy one. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to show out. I'm just trying to show out.
Yes.
So I think, so that's one.
Shout out BMW.
Yeah. But the BMW is definitely going to be, man, I'm going to get the Kith one.
Oh.
I'm going to get that Kith. Shout out Ronnie. I'm about to get the Kith BMW.
I don't think you can get that no more. That's gone now.
But whatever, if you get enough money,
oh yeah, you got it.
Maybe you can come back.
Wait, Ronnie, can I give you an extra $1 million?
Just to make another one?
Yeah.
Or that's how you just start using it.
Yeah, that's how your money just start, going. Like,
now the second one, let me put my glasses on how they be to read something.
Okay.
The second one is, stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read like this. All right, they said, while receiving a large sum of money can be exciting, it can also lead to increased stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility of managing a substantial amount of wealth, making important financial decisions, and the fear of losing the newfound wealth can create pressure and worry.
Man,
this stress may impact the brain's limbic system and activate the body's stress response.
Yeah, you might have hella a bunch of people reaching out to you.
Reaching to get out a piece, to you.
You know what I'm saying? Because especially if you like a athlete, they put your contract on TV. You
know what I'm saying? Like that.
They put your contract on TV. They like this person.
Yeah.
That yo, know, this person that plays here in this city. Lives here.
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying?
Like they
kids go to school here.
Yeah, they signed a 5-year, $25 million contract.
Right.
And he's just like, dang, like, you just threw my whole bread out there like that?
Yep. They like $200 million contract. And when they're putting that on ESPN, you might be out somewhere.
Yeah.
And then people just looking at you like, dang, you the one that just signed a $200 million. Like, right.
Bruh. I'm like, nah, that was somebody else.
Yeah, let's start hiding the contract money.
I'm gonna hit you with that.
Man.
If you got 200 million, like, aren't you the one that got 200? I said, nah, that was.
Oh.
If I was the one who got the 200, I said, nah, that was. You the one who got the 200 million. I got to get that off me. You know, man. I don't want nobody, you know, knowing all that. But now we go to number three.
Yeah, I spelled psychology wrong on here.
Ooh.
On the show notes, I spoke psychology.
Let's go to number three then.
Dang.
All right, so number three is decision making and cognitive abilities.
Okay. What happened?
So they said having a substantial amount of money can influence decision making processes. Research suggests that individuals who come into sudden wealth may experience changes in their cognitive abilities, such as difficulties in assessing risks, evaluating long-term consequences, and making sound financial choices.
So look, that go into what we talk about. You're going to go into the dealership and buy everything. You got that $200 million.
Man, let me get the Porsche, the black and red Porsche with the spoiler.
Yeah.
With the mega screen. You know how the cars be coming now with the movie theater in the back and all that.
Yeah, they gonna be like, I'm gonna be like, yeah, get me. The car's the same, sir, but it's the same car. But I need both.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at my both ride. The driveway. You're like,
but ride.
You already have 10 cars. You're like, so?
Yeah, very fit my ride. They'll throw the PlayStation 2 in the back. That's crazy.
Goodness.
The PlayStation 2. Like,
you don't even
wild.
Be seeing stuff like that no more. Like stuff that people do.
You only seen it in the show.
Yeah.
You ain't see it anywhere else. But, and what else did it say? Then it said this can be attributed to the impact of newfound financial status on the prefrontal cortex, which plays a crucial role in decision making and impulse control.
It's the impulse part. 23 years old. 24 years old, 25 years old, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
That's dangerous.
You getting a 5-year billion trillion
dollar contract.
It's like, man, that's going to mess you up.
Yeah.
That's going to mess you up. There's no way you're going to be out here operating normally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Without a team of people around you.
I don't know how they be playing. See, look, this is the reason why.
I don't know how dudes do it who really just be operating calm.
Yeah.
With all of that. Like, when we talking from a straight human aspect.
Yeah,
like,
straight human,
on, man. Like,
straight human aspect.
It's easy to be someone to not have no 200 million, 300 million, to be like, man, if I got that, bro, I'll be so cool. It's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, then if you was the person to get it, now you're wearing underwear on your head outside. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
Come on.
But I think that just, you know, when they talk about having vets around, like, if you get into the league and you are a rookie, like, you legitimately need a vet.
You do.
Like, you know, the finals is tonight. You know, you need Haslam.
The ultimate
around. You need him to tell you what to do. What to do, what not to do. You need Haslam around.
You do.
You know, so that's, I mean, you know, that's, I just can't even, you know. Anyways, number four.
And shout out Haslam. Happy birthday, Haslam. June 9th.
Man, happy birthday, Haslam, man. June 9th.
The ultimate vet.
June 9th. B-Day twin. You already know what time it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, number four.
Uh-huh.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
It says, the lifestyle changes and adaptation. Sudden wealth can lead to the significant lifestyle changes, such as purchasing expensive items, Kith BMW, changing living arrangements, yeah, let me get, let me move into that spot with the sky part.
Oh, right, you know right, what I'm saying? Right, right.
All that. Let me get on there.
You said 10 bathrooms in 20 rooms?
Yeah, let me get that. Let me get that one. And it said, or altering social circles.
Oh.
Because now I only deal with doctors and lawyers. Are you even a doctor?
Look, because I don't even move in circles. In your previous friend circle, Eddie, you can't get in an argument with the friend that got the $200 billion.
No, don't argue like, with me.
They go back. Like, you just go get them private. You go back. Get your money up. You gonna be like, you gonna be walking away. Wait, what?
I'm just saying you're acting like, bro, you're acting so lame.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's I said, get your money up.
I said, get your money up.
But you won the lottery to get it. That's not,
yeah, man, you ain't grind for it. Like,
just get your money up.
Yeah, man.
Just get your money up.
They look, they gonna put their sunglasses on and hop into the kid BMW.
Yeah, have a good kid BMW.
But once they touch that kid BMW, you can't it's say over. Nothing. You don't can't be- say nothing to them. You got, yeah. You're out the friend group.
Yeah, bro.
It was a kid BMW.
Right. Yeah. Now, it says
I think we want to ride in a kid BMW.
Remember, man, at that Mercedes Benz?
Oh, that M5?
So we rode in, it was an M5.
Yes.
Man, yes. That joint was
crazy. We was flying.
I mean, we went from zero to like 80 miles per hour in an instant.
In an instant, man. Well, I thought we was going to take off.
Yeah, it seemed like we was in a plane.
Yeah, I thought we was going
to take off. Like, you know how the plane, when you first start with, it's like. Then you go up. That's how.
Right,
I got tears going, bro.
That's how you gotta, y'all gotta watch the video version. If you watch this on Spotify or y'all gotta see what we just did, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you gotta watch the video.
That plane stuff's different, man. I'm not used to that, man. I don't know if I could get used to it, man, for real. But what was the word? Where did I leave off at? This is still number four, by the way.
Yeah.
So it says, so, you know, your, your living arrangements change. You know, the social circles change. Mm-hmm. Then it said the brain's neuroplasticity allows it to adapt to new circumstances. But adjusting to these changes can be both exciting and challenging. Adapting to a new lifestyle may involve adjustments in social dynamics, relationships, and personal identity, which can impact the brain's processing of emotions and cognitive functions. So it's just basically saying your brain just changes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's the possibility of your brain just straight changing.
Let me see. Let me just Google like right now. I'm about to Google Psychology of Money.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. That's a good book.
Let me pull up an author real quick, just so you can just let the folks know that is a book that you
might want to read. Probably want to read that. But we still going to have a video, though, of the top five books that you should read. But that probably might be on there.
Yeah, let's see. Because we gotta shout out Morgan Housel.
Yeah.
Shout out Morgan.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was a very, very good book.
Yeah, it was. All right, number five, the last one. It said your satisfaction and well-being. So it says, while money can provide a sense of security and open up opportunities, its long-term impact on overall well-being is complex. Studies have shown that beyond a certain threshold, increased wealth does not necessarily lead to higher levels of happiness or life satisfaction. Factors such as personal values, social connections, and purpose in life play significant roles in subjective well-being. Therefore, the impact of sudden wealth on happiness and overall life satisfaction can vary among individuals. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it basically is just saying at the end of the day, though, with all the money that you get, if you do get sudden wealth, the things that matter the most in life is your relationships, social interactions, and all like that, because it doesn't necessarily make you happy. Because I can imagine, too, on one side, if you get $1 billion, then you just have $1 billion for 10 years and 20 years. It probably get boring.
Yeah, in a
way that you can just buy
anything at all times.
Anything at all times. It's definitely got to be some boring in that. Right?
No, I agree. I'm trying to give you this piece of this this study, but I'm trying to make sure everything is cited correctly.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm telling you guys now, like, you know, I feel like, of course, I feel like gradual wealth or getting to that wealth is definitely better than just the quick flip the switch. I feel like you're going to savor it more with the gradual, you know.
Can I read something real quick? Go ahead. Y'all, is it okay if I read a little something real quick? Is that okay? Can I read a little something?
Yeah, bro.
I was over here studying.
All right, what you got?
So I'm on greatergood.berkeley.edu. So they're talking about a study that was done, a UC Berkeley study that was done, that was comparing wealth and moral judgment.
Okay.
And this paper shows that it says wealth can cloud moral judgment. When they're doing a study in San Francisco, it says how the law requires that cars stop at crosswalks for pedestrians to pass. Drivers of luxury cars were 4 times less likely than those in less expensive vehicles to stop and allow pedestrians to the right of way. And they were also more likely to cut off other drivers.
Man, what?
Like, that's crazy. This article is from, it's called, titled How Money Changes the Way You Think and Feel by Carolyn Gregor.
You know what? That gotta be true. And it don't gotta do with the BMW, but one time though, when I was driving back from work, I was a little slumped. I'm driving back, and then I was going slower. It was a dude in the BMW. He cut in front. He said, right when he cut in front, he said, learn how to drive. And it kept going. I said, man, don't speed away. Tell me, learn how to drive and stay there. I even feel say something and then they dip off. You know, we don't support any road rage.
No.
Anything like that. But it's like, at least say it and wait for my response. I couldn't even respond back to buddy. He was already.
And I was like, that's 0 to 80.
Yeah, that's it. He went into F5. Right. If you go ahead and write that 0 to 80, he was going to learn how to drive. It was gone. It's like, man, you better stay there.
Man.
You know, but that's nothing against BMW because, BMWs, they that's a powerful machine. But the person in it, right, his mind changed. You know, so I think, that's interesting. That's a good little study you found.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for the research, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give facts, not fiction.
Yeah.
Facts, not fiction.
Yeah, these facts, you know what I'm saying? We asked AI. And yeah, he found an article. Come on, we giving y'all that. What they call them, gems. They call them gems.
Dang. Did you already get to 5 on there? You read the 5, right? See, I lost track when I started getting into the research. He probably did the 5. He did the 5. This the face he was making. You did the 5.
Yeah, man. I did 5 minutes ago.
Dang, my fault. Did you guys like the study? Did you guys like it?
I liked the study.
It was good.
I liked the study. It was good. It was good. But yeah, so I think you got to have the vet around in the pro sports and just all like that.
And it's a good squad behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like a trustworthy advisors. A team of
people.
Family that's, that got your back, that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brothers, sisters, aunts and uncles that got your back.
Yeah.
You know, you need all of that. Because once you start getting money like that, you need a whole village behind you.
Yeah.
Because if you're making decisions just on your own, that $200 million going to be.
I agree. Speaking of Haslam and all like that, it's like, man, I'm definitely, or he definitely needs to win. when he's done playing, he needs to just go on a tour of like interviews.
Oh,
and like explain stories and
yeah,
you know, I mean the stories he probably got is probably like, you know, yes, yeah, so I'd definitely be, you know, we're gonna have to talk to him too, of course, you know what I'm saying? See what
Asma, we're trying to get you on the podcast.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
June 9th triplets.
Yes, June 9th triplets.
We trying
happy
to get
birthday.
You on.
This is June 9th today. Happy birthday. We trying to get you on.
Hopefully we can get this up today.
Yes.
Maybe get
yes.
it up tomorrow. So, okay, shout out Haslam.
Yes, shout out Haslam.
Miami Heat rebounding leader. Just have to add that in.
Yes. So, I mean, that's what I think. I mean, that money stuff is different. I feel like I want graduate. I definitely want to know what you guys think.
Yeah.
You want like a million or however much amount, but a larger sum of money. Do you want it instantly? Or, you know, you feel like the gradual path, you know, make you savor it.
That's
kind
of how like, they do it with the lottery, right? That you can get some like in installments and just get a lump sum and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would y'all take? I think I would just take the lump sum.
And just give me that now.
I'll take the lump sum.
Wait a minute. But I just told y'all gradual, didn't I?
You did.
You know what? The true measure of a man is a man who changes his mind. So my mind has been changed. Kith BMW now or later? Man.
Like they get the BMW in parts or all at once.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they get installments on a Kith BMW. What you gonna do with like the steering wheel? The brakes. Like, yeah, come on, give me that whole Kith BMW right now.
Yeah, man. I think I'm
man.
Yeah, I guess I changed my mind, but you know.
Yeah.
But the straight up money ain't everything.
Nah, of course not.
You know, so either way, whether it comes tomorrow or whether it comes in some years, I mean, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be on that.
Yeah.
Because like, I ain't stressing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if it come tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? If it come tomorrow.
Sorry, how about that?
If it come tomorrow. I mean, I ain't going to say no. And if it come in 10 years, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all I got.
That was a good talk, y'all. What y'all think, man?
Yeah, I think
we got to keep on track with this money, man. This money out here, we having people acting up.
Yeah, because I feel like just the way things are going, it's like you definitely got to just change the way that you operate with money, think about money.
Oh, what? You owe me something.
We said that at the same time?
Let me get a ginger beer or something. Are y'all hip to ginger beer? Y'all hip to that? Y'all like that?
Yeah, man, that ginger beer is crazy.
Yeah, I like that.
Sorry, I don't have the money for it.
It's nice. It's nice.
If I get, it's nice.
Ginger beer is nice.
If I get the money tomorrow, then I got you on the ginger beer. But if not, if I get it in 10 years, like I said, I'll just get a ginger beer then. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Anyways, appreciate y'all.
Hopefully we can get a video inside a Kith BMW at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Our reaction to the Kith, you know, BMW, but you know, we'll see.
What if we get the interview or just chop it up with Haslam in a Kith BMW and the lump sum comes that same day? I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
Let's make it happen.
All right. You got anything else?
Nah, that's it.
I mean, I guess.
All right. Two's a crowd in this.
See y'all next time. Yup.